ధ్యాయంతు మమాంగాని వాక్ ప్రాణశ్చక్షు శ్రోతమధోబలమింద్రియాణి చ సర్వాణి సర్వం బ్రహ్మోపనిషదం మాహం బ్రహ్మ నిరాకుర్యాం నిరాకరోత్ అనిరాకరణమస్తు అనిరాకరణమస్తు తదాత్మని నిరచేయ ఉపనిషత్సు ధర్మాః తే మయే సంతు ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి. హార్టీ ఫ్రెటర్నల్ గ్రీటింగ్స్ అండ్ గుడ్ విషెస్ టు ఆల్ ది బ్రదర్స్ అండ్ సిస్టర్స్. ది ట్రూ డివోషన్ అల్టిమేట్లీ లీడ్స్ టు ఎక్స్పీరియన్సింగ్ ది ఆమ్నిప్రెజెంట్ వన్ అట్ ఆల్ టైమ్స్. సచ్ వన్స్ డూ నాట్ సీ ఎనీ అదర్ దాన్ ది వన్ ఇన్ ఆల్ ఫార్మ్స్. వెన్ దిస్ హ్యాపన్స్ ఇట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ సింథసిస్. Synthesis is to see the one without fail in all that is. Devotion helps, provided such a devotion is to look to the one when we look to each other. Normally when we look to each other, we do not look to the one. We look to each other's personality. Hence we miss the one. We miss him in the strangers. We also miss him in those who we know. When we see those whom we know, we see what we know in him. We don't see the one. When we look to the strangers, also we miss him, because when we look, we entertain a thought that we don't know him. Yes. When we know something about someone, we see only that. When we do not know, we entertain the idea that we do not know. But devotion is to see the one beyond the personality of the being, which is known or not known. We may be knowing, we may not be knowing, but there is one known thing in all that is around. To see the one who is behind the personality as the soul, and that soul is but manifestation of the universal soul. Therefore, a devotee sees the omnipresent one as the one in all forms, and later sees the personality that envelops the soul. ఇఫ్ వి సీ స్ట్రేట్ అవే ది పర్సనాలిటీ వీ మిస్ ది వన్. ఇఫ్ వి సీ ది వన్ ఈవెన్ అన్నోన్ పర్సనాలిటీస్ విల్ బి నోన్. దట్స్ ద డిఫరెన్స్ బిట్వీన్ ఏ ట్రూ డివోటీ అండ్ అదర్స్. ఏ ట్రూ డివోటీ రిలేట్స్ టు ది సోల్ ఇన్ ది అదర్ అండ్ దట్ సోల్ ఈజ్ బట్ అన్ ఎక్స్ప్రెషన్ ఆఫ్ ది యూనివర్సల్ సోల్. అరౌండ్ దట్ సోల్ దేర్ ఈజ్ ఎ పర్సనాలిటీ. సో కాంటాక్టింగ్ ది సోల్ యాజ్ వీ లుక్ టు ఈచ్ అదర్ ఈజ్ ట్రూ డివోషన్. కాంటాక్టింగ్ ది పర్సనాలిటీ డిజేబుల్స్ అస్ టు సీ ది సోల్. దేర్ఫోర్ ది అండర్స్టాండింగ్ ఈజ్ ఫ్రమ్ అబౌ డౌన్ వర్డ్స్ నాట్ ఫ్రమ్ బిలో అప్ వర్డ్స్. ఈచ్ టైమ్ వీ సీ ఎనీ ఫామ్ యానిమేట్ ఆర్ ఇన్యానిమేట్ ఎ ట్రూ డివోటీ ఎంటర్టైన్స్ వన్ అన్ఫెయిలింగ్ థాట్ దట్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్ యాజ్ దిస్ దట్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్ యాజ్ దిస్ దిస్ ఈజ్ రియలీ దట్ దిస్ ఈజ్ సింథసిస్ ఫర్ సచ్ వన్స్ అన్ఫెయిలింగ్లీ ది ప్రెజెన్స్ ఈజ్ ఎటర్నల్లీ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్డ్ కంటిన్యూస్లీ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్డ్ ఫర్ అదర్స్ ఇట్ ఈజ్ సమ్టైమ్స్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్డ్ అండ్ సమ్టైమ్స్ నాట్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్డ్ దట్ యాజ్ దిస్ ఈజ్ ది ఫండమెంటల్ ఆఫ్ సింథసిస్. దిస్ మీన్స్ ది మేనిఫెస్టెడ్ వరల్డ్ దట్ మీన్స్ ది అన్మానిఫెస్ట్ వన్. ది అన్మానిఫెస్ట్ ఈజ్ ఆల్సో మేనిఫెస్టెడ్ యాజ్ దిస్ యూనివర్స్. సో వెరీలీ దిస్ ఈజ్ అన్ ఆఫ్ స్ప్రింగ్ ఆఫ్ దట్. సో హీ కంటిన్యూస్ టు సీ దట్ ఈవెన్ వైల్ ఇట్ టేక్స్ టు డిఫరెంట్ ఫార్మ్స్ అండ్ అపియర్స్ యాజ్ ఆల్ దిస్. దట్స్ వై ది ఉపనిషత్స్ సే దిస్ ఈజ్ వెరీలీ దట్ మీనింగ్ వాట్ ఆల్ వీ సీ యాజ్ దిస్ ఈజ్ బట్ ఏ ట్రాన్స్ఫార్మ్డ్ స్టేట్ ఆఫ్ దట్. జస్ట్ లైక్ వేపర్ బికమ్స్ వాటర్, వాటర్ బికమ్స్ ఐస్ బ్లాక్. ది ఐస్ బ్లాక్ ఇస్ వాటర్ ఓన్లీ బట్ ఇన్ ఎ డిఫరెంట్ స్టేట్. ఇఫ్ వీ స్ప్లాష్ ఎ గ్లాస్ ఆఫ్ వాటర్ ఆన్ ఎనీ వన్స్ ఫేస్ ఇట్ డస్ నాట్ హర్ట్ హిమ్. But if we splash an ice cube on another's face, it hurts you. Yes. But the ice cube is verily water only. And if we blow some vapor, it is still different. Yes. It's only vapor that has become water, and water became ice block. And it also becomes iceberg. When it is an iceberg, it can even break a ship. Yes. It is as good as a rock. Yes. What is the difference? Vapor becoming water, water becoming ice block. The essence is only one. Only the state is different. Likewise, the one He goes through seven modifications to be these humans. ఈ జనరల్ ది వన్ జనరల్లీ టేక్స్ టు త్రీ మాడిఫికేషన్స్ టు బి దిస్ వరల్డ్ త్రీ ఇట్ టేక్స్ టు ది సౌండ్ ది కలర్ అండ్ ది ఫామ్ సో దీస్ ఆర్ ది మాడిఫికేషన్స్ ఆర్ ది వన్ ఓన్లీ వెన్ వి సీ ది వెయిట్ ఫ్లోర్ it is the same wheat flour you see at breakfast time with variety of bread we see the same wheat flour in the form of bread what is bread differently prepared with the help of the wheat flour but we tend to forget that it is wheat flour because The wheat flour is there with the due modifications. So to know that all that is visible is but a modification of invisible enables us to see the invisible in the visible. Yes. We also have been like that. We are so much modified. When we landed on the head of the Father for incarnation, we look for some male head. The male heads are like the runways upon which we land. And then the male gets an idea to beget a child. In that state, we are imperceptible pulsating principle. Imperceptible pulsating principle. The one on which we land also does not know that something has landed. If a fly lands on your head, you know it, isn't it? If a mosquito lands on your head, yes, you notice it. Yes. If a particle of dust falls, or sand, if it falls on your head, you notice it. If you put a rice grain on the head, don't we notice it? But we don't notice when someone lands on our head. Such is the imperceptible state of the soul. It decides to land upon the head of a man. Then he gets an idea. He thinks it is his idea. But it's not his idea. There is already someone on the head. And his landing gives the man a thought, let me have a child. So he consults his lady if they can have a child. If there is a landing over here, the lady also gets the idea, yes, it's a good idea, let's conceive a child. It's about time. It's about time that we have a child. Then, as she cooperates, the one who lands on the head of the male takes to the vertical lift, comes down, like the lift in our hotel. We have a very special lift in our hotel. Till now we don't remember or recollect. Should we go up or should we go down? Yes. Such a confusion. People who want to go up go down, and people who want to go down go up. Yes. This minus and plus business makes it so difficult that sometimes looking at the watch, we feel better we walk up or we walk down. to be sure where we have to be. So that kind of a lift we have, which provides enough humor for the group. Yes. The numbering could have been much better without minus plus business. Then we would have been able to move in the lift much better. Yeah. So that apart, the incarnating soul, he takes to the lift. From the seventh tissue, yes, it transforms into a spermatozoa. It is, before that it was just fire, the fire of thought. And that fire is will. It is the will to have the child. The soul is even beyond fire. It is beyond the air. It is even beyond the 50th Akasha. So we do not perceive. That's how we were before we landed on the cerebral system of our father. As we entered the womb of the mother, we became a bubble. And it's not very sure if this bubble solidifies or not. It's not very sure. Doctors always say, we have to wait for 3 months. We have to wait for 3 months and then only they confirm that the bubble is slowly taking to some kind of solidarity. And in a semi-solid gummy ball, which is like an egg, all this form has happened within the womb of the mother. And then we are delivered. Yeah. If it is birds or some other animals, they deliver the egg and hatch them outside. But for the humans, the egg is nourished inside until the basic form happens. Yes. Isn't it? You know about VV porous, OV porous, all kinds of names are there. In the case of humans and some other species, animals, the egg is nurtured inside until the form takes place. Then we are delivered. Even when we are delivered, it is such a soft being, probably about 2 feet width. Everything is tender, but it again changes. It keeps on changing and takes to a very solid form by 35 years. Yes. Thereafter it will not grow further. Yes. It may grow differently. Yes. Yes. It is more a distortion than the original frame, than the original form. So imagine that something which is imperceptible has taken gradually to perceptible levels and further perceptible levels to be what we are today. Yes. So everything happens from subtle to gross. Yes. The subtle has its basis in the subtler. The subtler has its basis in the subtlest. Yes. So therefore, that which is subtle keeps manifesting on one side. And what is manifesting is also once again, in a cyclical manner, starts demanifesting. యూ టేక్ ది వాటర్స్ ఆన్ ఎర్త్. ది వాటర్స్ ఆన్ ఎర్త్ డ్యూరింగ్ సమ్మర్ దే మూవ్ అప్, దే బికమ్ వేపర్, జాయిన్ ది స్కై, ఫార్మ్ themselves into clouds and they come back again as water, as rain. Yes. There is a cyclical movement of waters. Yes. There is a cyclical movement of beings. So we are at the imperceptible level and we are also at the most perceptible level. Yes. And there is one who is the basis for this cyclical happening of involution and of evolution. When we are in evolution, we move to this subtle. When we are in involution, we move again back to the grass. It's a cyclical happening. So the one who conducts this involution, evolution, is considered to be the one who holds the wheel. Yes. He is the one who holds the wheel of beings, by which beings come down into different states of existence and get back into different states of existence. So that one is the subtlest of the subtlest. Yes. Even we are that. We are. So when we have this understanding, we look for the imperceptible in the perceptible. Otherwise, we are stuck with the perceptible. And if what is seen, when it is not there, we think it is not there. Most of us may have, if we ask someone, how is your father? For example, I ask any one of those who are sitting in front of me. They say, he's not there. He's gone. He's gone is okay, but to say that he is not there is not true. Every being is at all times. Sometimes he is into grass and sometimes he is into subtle. We say, my father passed away. We don't say, our father is not. Yes. Our mother is not. Our brother is not. We don't say because they are there. They are there in a different state and they may have also come back into a different form. Yes, yes. As I said and keep saying, we were there during the times of Blavatsky and we are again here. We were there even before. We were there during the times of Buddha. We were there during the times of Christ. We were there during the times of Krishna. We have always been there on earth ever since the humanity landed on this earth. We keep changing forms. And we don't recognize each other beyond one incarnation. This is because our identity is more with the form. But for a devotee, the identity is with the energy, not with the form. For a devotee, the energy is, the identity is with the energy, but not with the form. Some of you may have known about the boys and girls who were around Lord Krishna when he was playfully moving in a village called Vrindavan. He was very playful. He played with the boys and girls. in varieties of this. And they started experiencing him, and slowly they started experiencing him not only when he is in that form, they started experiencing him when they see a bush. They started experiencing him when they see a cow. They started experiencing him in their parents. And the parents were experiencing him in the children. All, whoever looks to the other, they are in a state of experiencing the one. That's how it happened. Yes. That's why when it comes to devotion, the Indian scriptures speak of the highest state of devotion as coming from gopis and gopas. Yes. For all outward purposes, they looked very simple. There was no exhibition of devotion. No one knows that in that remote village there is a group of people who experience Krishna in anything that they see. In anything. To them everything is Krishna. That was the beauty of those beings. Krishna left them when he was of 11 years of age. 11 years of age. But they never felt that he left them. Can you imagine? He's there at the riverside. He's there at the pond where they were playing. He was there in the garden. There are two specific gardens where they were playing with him, boys and girls. One is called Brindavana, another is called Kunjavana. Till date they are there. Till date. They look very mystic because even the trunks of the trees have gone down because the earth keep on. Only the heads of the trees like umbrellas you find. And just a bit of the trunk will be seen. And till date people experience there. And these gopis and gopas. Gopis is the female aspect of the term. Gopa is the male aspect of the term. They are called gopis and gopas because their devotion is so complete and it is relatively unknown to the outsiders. Yes. They don't know, the others don't know these are disciples. These are completed disciples. Fully accomplished disciples. They don't know. But they know, but they don't speak of it. They are so silent about the whole thing. And they keep on experiencing from morning till evening. In anything that they see, and with anyone they interrelate. It can be a tree, it can be an animal like cow or bull or calf. It can be a fellow being, it can be parents, it can be grandparents, it can be children. It's a state of ecstasy, ecstatic state of seeing the one in all. The same. And the parents, they had such a joy looking at their children because they see Krishna in there. They don't anymore see the children. They see the infant Krishna. The children see in their parents Krishna. Just imagine such a situation. And when it so happened that Krishna was to leave them on the purposes of the avatar, It was already in the 11th year. He had to leave. When he left, later also they continued to experience him there. They never felt that he left. Because what is it that leaves? The presence is always there, isn't it? As much as I am, so much is the presence around. So they were feeling the presence in everything. Yeah. And they were never feeling the absence. That's the beauty. Absence. Among this group of beings, there was one who has later become a Mahachohan. Mahachohan. His name is Uddhava. Yes. He is known for his devotion to Krishna. He is known for his devotion to Krishna. And his devotion to Krishna is so much that he also looked like an alter ego of Krishna. Alter ego of Krishna. Meaning if they look at him, even outsiders, they feel maybe this is Krishna. That was his state. He had a problem. Yes. He was most approximate to Krishna. Most approximate. And therefore he was attached to the beauty of the form of Krishna. Was attached to the beauty of the form of Krishna. Yes. And they have lived together over 126 years. Krishna left his body in his 126th year. And Uddhava was also the same age. He had all knowledge by virtue of his association with Krishna. But he was stuck with the form. Krishna said, I am leaving. Time has come that I leave. I shall no more be in this form. And to Uddhava it was painful. Very painful. He said, I'll also come with you. He said, how can you come like this? How can you come with your farm? When I leave the farm here and move. So how do you accompany me with your farm? How will you be when you are out of form? That you will know if you also learn to come out of your form. See, when we come out of our form through deep practices of devotion, we can see those who came out of form but yet moving around. See, if we wish to have the vision of a master of wisdom who is either in a golden body or in a diamond body, we should have also gained such bodies. Otherwise we don't see. This physical body in which we reside is fit enough only to see physical forms. Yes. At times in dreams we see some malleable forms, changing forms, because in the dreams we are not physical. But there is a way to develop such a devotion that you come out of the body. When you come out of the body, you see beings who are out of body. You have to get to the same state of awareness, then only you can see, not otherwise. He is offering water to you. So Uddhava, I said, I'll also come with you. Yes. To what extent he can come? If someone dies in our family, out of lot of attachment and the related emotion, we weep, isn't it? We cannot bear the departure of the member in the family. How long will you weep? Even when you weep, if it is coffee time, you drink coffee and weep. Two days after, 3 days after, would you abstain from eating? Would you abstain from drinking? Would you abstain from sleeping? We weep, but we, because we want to be with the one who departed. And we do not know how to accompany him. Why? Because we do not know how to come out of this body. Uddhava, his intent was so complete that he said, I shall also follow you. Then Krishna said, how can you follow me when I depart from this body? Unless you have the knowledge of consciously departing from the body. Then Uddhava felt deeply pained. He doesn't know how to move out of the body and accompany the Lord. So he understood that he cannot accompany once the Lord departs from the body. So he got reconciled to the idea. It's okay. I know that I cannot, because I'm more enamored of your form. That I never saw you in the other dimension. I never saw you in the other dimension of an omnipresent one. I know that you have done, being here, you did jobs at a distant land. Yes. I know, being here, you give presence to so many at distant lands. Here. He showed his omnipotence, omnipresence. He also showed his omniscience. All that is the all-permeating form that he has. But Uddhava does not know. So he reconciled to the idea, since anyway it is decided that you leave, at least till you leave, keep playing flute. I will muse myself in the flute. In the flute music, Krishna smiles and says, listen to the music which I play. Yes. Be with the music, he said. Be with the music. So, as Krishna started playing the flute, slowly Uddhava's eyes, they got closed. When we keenly listen to music, it is very natural that our eyes get closed and we only relate to the sound of music. So deeply tuned into the sound of music, Uddhava stayed. Then Krishna departed. But the music remained with him. The music remained with him. Krishna left the body and he went to a distant place. Distant place. And again, he was sitting there. Because, see, to a master, the disciple is so dear that he did not want Uddhava to be left in the lurch. He wanted to uplift him. So he left the body and was sitting elsewhere. Yeah. Uddhava, the music which he has in him, which he has been listening in him, it went deep into him, and he went very deep into his own being. And he started associating himself with the music of the soul. And suddenly, he found once again Krishna. This is happening well recorded in the scriptures. But the beauty is, when Uddhava says Krishna, he is joyful. But Krishna says, do you see this form? Yes. He saw that form. It is a form of 5 years old golden light. Yes. A 5 year. That's the first initiation that happens to anyone. That you find within you a golden form of yours, which looks to be of the age of 5 years. It is called Bala Darshana, infant darshan. Bala Krishna, they say. Or Bala. See, if you come to India, you know this word Bala so much. That is what happens in your heart. The music has transformed him, and the soul has developed a golden body of light, and with that body he moved out. And he did not know that he moved out. He did not know. But he met, following the vibrations of music, he went to the place where Krishna was sitting in a golden body under a lighted tree. The tree is also of subtle plane. So when Uddhava met Krishna, Krishna said, do you see this form? And to Uddhava it was a surprise. It is the form first he saw when Uddhava met Krishna. When Krishna left the body, Uddhava was of 126 years of age. Krishna is also of 126 years of age. They are of the same age. But after leaving the body, when Krishna appeared in a 5-year-old form. Yes. He said, do you remember this form? He said, yes. Then Uddhava was surprised. How could you be a 5-year-old boy? Then Krishna says, look at yourself. Yeah. He was also a 5-year-old boy. Yes, sir. Yes. Then he said, so you have blessed me to be with you. Krishna said, this is but one state of my being in my departing journey. Later, I get to another state, the diamond state. Later, I drop that also and permeate. My natural and normal state is a state of permeation. My normal and natural state is of permeation. I am at all times in all places. I also function through a form, but I am not limited to the form at any time. The seers see me in a grand form, which is far bigger than the form of flesh and blood. But even that form is but like a robe. Yes, like a robe. I have a golden robe. I have a diamond robe. I have so many robes. But I am not the robes. I can get into and function. And I am, that I am, permeating the whole. since you wanted to accompany me and your devotion to me has been so complete, I gave you the means by which you could meet me in the golden form. And to do that, you have also gained the golden form. With the means of listening to the music in the heart. Yes. So we are also told in yoga to listen to the music as it happens in the heart. Soham is the music that keeps happening. And when we deeply associate with the song of the soul or the music of the soul, it is that song that builds the subtle bodiness. The rhythm of that song, the magnetism of that song draws the subtle tissues of your body and forms itself into as an eighth tissue. The seventh tissue is the sperm. This eighth tissue is called ojani. And then it further transforms into tejas. That is where you have the brilliance of the form. And then still further like that, the seventh tissue further transforms into eighth, into ninth, and into tenth tissue. That's how you get a refined body. For that, where you need to stay is in your heart with the song of the soul. To be with the song of the soul in one's own heart as much as possible enables us to find the way to come out of this body. So it happened for Buddha. He was so happy that with the help of the Lord, he could move up to another state of the being. Another state of the being. He was grateful to the Lord. Yes. Then came Lord Maitreya. Yes. He came to meet the Lord. Yes. See the beauty. He came to meet the Lord in that state where the Lord is. Yes. The beauty with Lord Maitreya is he can meet the Lord in any state he is. Yes. The Lord could be the omnipresent one. The Lord could be the Lord of the hosts, meaning with a huge form. Yes. He can meet him. He can meet the Lord when the Lord is in the golden form. He can meet the Lord when the Lord is in the diamond form. Such is the beauty of Maitreya. He knew the technique through yoga. Yes. And he was in ever association with Maitreya, with Lord Krishna. Yes. The moment Krishna thinks of Maitreya, in the same moment he is present there. That's the beauty of the world teacher, Lord Maitreya. He was always present whenever Lord Krishna just thought of him. Just thought of him. It's an instant appearance before Krishna when Krishna thought of him. Is it possible? That was the state in which Maitreya was even 5,000 years ago. 5,000 years. So he came. When he came, Lord said, "Why have you come? Yes. Why have you come? You are also enamored of my form," he said. "You are also in a kind of attachment to my form that you have come when I am leaving. Then Maitreya said, I have no attachments. I have no attachment to your form. You can be in any form. Yes. I relate to you regardless your form. I can meet you regard. Then why have you come? Then why have you come? Krishna asked Maitreya. I did not come. You thought of me. Therefore I am here. I did not on my own decide to come and meet you. You thought of me, therefore I am here. Did you not think of me? Yes. Did you not think of me? Krishna said, yes, I thought. I thought of you. Maitreya said, therefore I am here. Yes. You must be having some message for me. Therefore you thought of me. And hence I am here with you. I am ready to receive the message and do what is to be done. Yes. Then Buddha was sadhis. He also knew Maitreya in the normal form of flesh and blood. Yes. But he never knew that Maitreya could meet the Lord in any state when the Lord is. In any state. Maitreya could see the different states of the Omnipresent One and from which state he functions where. Yes. Even a master of wisdom functions in three different planes concurrently with three different forms. With the form of flesh and blood, he functions in the physical plane. With a golden body, he functions in the buddhic plane. With a diamond body, he functions in the causal plane. Yes. He concurrently works in all the three planes. Because he has built such an equipment. Such is the case with Buddha, such is the case with Maitreya, such is the case with the masters of wisdom whom we worship. They develop these forms. So why I am saying about this is, these gopis and gopas, they could see the Lord even without any form. They could perceive, they could experience, and they could take to that blissful state of the presence, whether the Lord is in form or is out of form. Imagine that. They experience him when he is in form. They also experience him when he is not in form. That's why the scriptures say, when it comes to devotion, it's only the best example are these gopis and gopas. That is why he is called the one who is with them all the time, because they are with him all the time. Yes. That's how the Lord is called Gopala. Yes. Yeah. Gopala also means a cowherd boy. Yes. I chose to give this example to you to show that the one whom we are trying to relate is all around us. He is also in us. And we are his images. And around that image our personalities are built. According to our personalities, our forms happen. Yes. As per the personality, the form differs. Our forms are different because the vibration of our personalities are different from each other. Yes. Different from each other. Therefore, personalities, since the personalities are different, forms are different. But if the personalities are very uniform, ది ఫార్మ్స్ ఆల్సో బికమ్ వెరీ యూనిఫామ్. దట్స్ ఎ బ్యూటీ. ది స్క్రిప్చర్స్ స్పీక్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్. ఎస్, ఇఫ్ యు గో టు దిస్, ఇఫ్ యు గో టు ది అబోర్డ్ ఆఫ్ ది సెకండ్ లోగోస్, ఆల్ దోస్ డివోటీస్ హూ ఆర్ అరౌండ్ ది సెకండ్ లోగోస్ ఆల్సో లుక్ లైక్ ది సెకండ్ లోగోస్. ఇట్స్ డిఫికల్ట్ టు రికగ్నైజ్ హూ ఇస్ ది ఒరిజినల్ వన్ అండ్ హూ ఆర్ ది అదర్స్, బికాజ్ ఆల్ లుక్ లైక్ దట్. ఇన్ ది అబౌట్ ఆఫ్ ది సెకండ్ లోగోస్ ది గాడ్స్ హూ గార్డ్ ది గేట్స్ ది ఆల్సో లుక్ లైక్ హిమ్. దోస్ హూ ఆర్ ఇన్ దట్ ప్లేన్, all of them look like that. If you go to the abode of the first logos, yes, all look like the first logos. Why? Because by continuous incessant association with something, you have become that. That's it. You have become that. Just like when a beetle goes around and around and around and around an insect, slowly the insect gains that same form as the beetle. Yes. It's called the technique of induction. Induction. You get inducted. Yes. So therefore everyone looks, you have so many lookalikes. It is also there on the physical plane, you know. Even today, if you get to Arabia, if you are lucky enough, you may see a group of Sufis. Yes. They all look alike. Difficult. They all look alike. Yes. Meaning, they have such an orderly personality and the forms have also taken according to that. And the way they walk, the way they look around, the way they speak, the way they move on camels, it's a treat for the eye to see. To treat for the eye to see. They are not generally available in marketplaces. They don't move in marketplaces. See, a person who was interested to see such a group of Sufis, he went into the desert of Arabia. He made a tent by the side of an oasis, a water resource, with a fond hope that one day a caravan of Sufis may pass by and he would have the good luck to see him. Good luck. So he set up a tea shop, a tea counter there, a tent with a tea counter, so that whoever is passing by, normally when there is an oasis, the travelers do touch the oasis where there is water. In a desert, water is a scarce and a very valuable commodity. Yes. So he has set up his tea stall and was waiting and waiting and waiting with a fond hope that one day, yes. It was years passed by. He had the patience to wait. Almost 12-15 years passed by. He saw all kinds of people coming and he offered tea to them and they were leaving. Yes. He was discussing with them If they had seen by chance any group of Sufis, they did not. And they said, we cannot say that they are nomads, these Sufis. They are not settlers like us. They don't believe sticking to a place. They keep moving. Only in desert. Yes. So he waited. The visitors who came to him also said, we also hear of such a group. We have not seen. If you have good luck, you may see. So he was encouraged to stay there. So the day has come, one day, in the morning hours, he saw a group coming on caramel, on camels. Not caramel, but camel. Yes. The very sight of that group was different here. The way the camels are moving was a delight to see. We may be riding a horse, we may be riding an elephant, we may be riding a camel, but in anything there is a beautiful state, way of doing things. Doing things in any way is a roughness. Doing anything in the most delicate way. Yes. So that beauty is expressed through every act. When beauty expresses, the magnetism happens. So he saw and he was touched. Wow, this is something. I haven't seen a group like this ever coming this way. The camels came. It looked like that they were dancing but not walking in the desert. They came to the tree stall. The way the camels bent down was also a sight for him to see. And then the ones on the camels. They were all of the same height. They were all of the same gait. They were all equally beautiful, equally handsome. Yeah. The way they dismounted the camel was again a delight for the man to see. Yeah. He felt, this is the day of fulfillment for me. The ones whom I wish to see have arrived. So he invited them into his tea tent. Yes. And requested them if they could have a cup of tea. They all agreed. See, every group of these Sufis, they have their leader. Their leader. So he was interested to see the leader of the Sufi group. Because they all look alike, they all move alike. The way they see, the way they smile, the way they move, it's all almost alike. So he served the tea. And he asked one of the Sufi members, who is the master? Yes. Who is the master? They smiled and said, we cannot reveal. We cannot reveal who the master is. It is for you to find. He is there among them. But they are all alike, that it's not easy to find who is who. Yes. Then he said, he asked one member, give me a clue. Then he said, when you have offered tree with love to all of us, as we drink tea, observe every one of us. If you observe every one of us, you will find the one who is exquisite in his movement. Unless you have very keen observation, you cannot spot him. Yes. He remains as one among us, but yet he stands out. Yes. And by oath, we are not supposed to reveal him. It is for you to find him. The clue is the way he drinks the tea. So he went on seeing the members drinking the tea. We also drink tea, we drink coffee, you know. We keep on speaking and drinking and all kinds of things. But it's very beautiful for him to see the whole group drinking the tea. So when he made such a keen observation, he spotted one. Yeah. Yeah. It's like when you have a rosary, there is one bead which is slightly bigger than the other. Don't you have like that? Normally a rosary contains 108 beads. One bead is slightly bigger than the other. And when you close your eyes and when you chant the name and roll out the rosary, when you touch the bigger bead, you know that you have completed 108. And then you go on again and again and again. So then another round of 108. This is how rosary is used. We don't use anything, that's a different thing. The rosary contains a bead which is slightly different from all other beads. Likewise, this man who was found to be subtle, so subtle, and he is subtly different from others. So the one who was serving tea all these years, he went up to him, kneeled down before him, touched his feet and said, "My life is fulfilled. I have been waiting for you all these years. I have been waiting for you all these years. I wish to accompany you, yes, if you permit." Yes. "I wish to accompany you, if you permit." Yes. Then he smiled and said, "I have come only for you." That's the good. "I have come only for you because I know that you have been waiting over years to see a Sufi group and to relate to a Sufi master. So therefore I made sure that I come to you. You are welcome, join the group." In due course of time, his energies are also transformed and he became one with them. It's an event that happened and is recorded in books. Why I say this is, when you relate to something beautiful, slowly you take to the energies of that beauty into you. You take to the qualities of that beauty into you. Yes. That's why for worship always most beautiful forms have to be selected. When you relate to it regularly, all the time, you gain that energy. Yes. That's how the devotees of first Lagos, that's how are the devotees of the second Lagos. But here is a situation, the one who we speak as Krishna, ఈజ్ బియాండ్ ట్రినిటీ. బియాండ్ ట్రినిటీ ఇట్ కెన్ చూజ్ ఎనీ ఫామ్, ఇట్ కెన్ ఫంక్షన్ త్రూ ఎనీ ఫామ్, ఇట్ కెన్ సైమల్టేనియస్లీ ఫంక్షన్ ఇన్ సో మెనీ వేస్ అండ్ ఈక్వల్లీ బ్యూటిఫుల్ ఈజ్ ది లార్డ్ మైత్రేయ ది వరల్డ్ టీచర్ ఇన్ విచ్ ఎవర్ వే హీఈస్ హీ కెన్ రికగ్నైజ్ ఇన్ విచ్ ఎవర్ వే. దట్స్ వై అమంగ్ దోస్ హూ వర్ డియరెస్ట్ టు కృష్ణ వెన్ హీ హ్యాపెండ్ ఇన్ టు ఎ ఫార్మ్ టు హిమ్ ది డియరెస్ట్ వాజ్ మైత్రేయ అండ్ దేర్ ఫోర్ హీ హెస్ సెట్ మైత్రేయ యాజ్ ది వరల్డ్ టీచర్ టు ట్రాన్స్మిట్ దిస్ ప్రెసెన్స్. హీ ఆల్సో డిపాజిటెడ్ దిస్ స్పెషల్ వైట్ రోబ్ విచ్ కృష్ణ క్యారీడ్ విత్ లార్డ్ మైత్రేయ. మైత్రేయ బెస్టోస్ దట్ వైట్ రోబ్ అకార్డింగ్ టు నీడ్ ఆన్ ది ప్లానెట్. ఈ బెస్టోడ్ ఇట్ ఆన్ బుద్ధ. లార్డ్ మైత్రేయ వాజ్ ఈవెన్ సీనియర్ టు బుద్ధ. ఈ బెస్టోడ్ ఇట్ ఆన్ బుద్ధ. ఈ బెస్టోడ్ ఇట్ ఆన్ ఆదిశంకర. ఈ బెస్టోడ్ ఇట్ ఆన్ జీసస్. దేర్ ఫోర్ జీసస్ బికేమ్ క్రైస్ట్. సో వై ఐఎమ్ సేయింగ్ ఆల్ దీస్ ఎపిసోడ్స్ ఈస్ ఫర్ అస్ టు ట్రై టు సీ ది డివైన్ ఇన్ ది ఫార్మ్ అండ్ బియాండ్ ది ఫార్మ్ ఆల్సో. బియాండ్ దిస్ రిలేటింగ్ టు హిమ్ బియాండ్ ది ఫార్మ్ ఈజ్ ఇంపార్టెంట్. ఎస్ సీ ఇన్ బిట్వీన్ టూ ఫార్మ్స్ దేర్ ఈజ్ ది ఎనర్జీ వైల్ దేర్ ఈజ్ ఆల్సో ఎనర్జీ ఇన్ ది ఫార్మ్. When you look to Juan Maria and Joseph Paradel, you can feel the energy in the form. But in between them, in the seeming nothingness, you can see. That is how you have to see. Seeing subtle is to see in between. To see the subtle, you have to see in between. When you light two candles, the sphere of light, the lighted field in between the two flames is where you have to look to. Not to the candle, not to the flame of the candle. You light one candle and other candle at a distance of say 15 centimeters. Then the flame of this candle and the flame of the other candle, they have their sphere of light. The two spheres meet. In that sphere you have to look to. That is where magic happens. The two candles are like the two pillars of the temple. In between the two pillars you have to walk through into the temple. If you have to walk through the door, in between the doors you have to get in, isn't it? You can't hit this the right pillar and you can't hit the left pillar. The way to move into the subtle is to see in between. Yes. In between the eyes. In between the eyes. Yes. In between the brains there is the light of Sushumna. In between the two, the nostrils through which air passes, which is called the top of the nose or the Nasikagra. Yes, you have to see in between. Yes. In between the eyes, in the third eye. Likewise, anything between light and left, yes, right and left, in between the pairs, learn the habit of seeing. That's where the subtle opens, reveals. Yes, we only see all the time the forms. we get accustomed to the form and we deny when there is a formless presence. We deny. It can be in form, it can be out of form. Either way you can see. That's how Lord Maitreya could always relate to the omnipresent one. And that was seen by Uddhava. He was surprised. He never knew that Maitreya is of that stature. Never knew. So therefore Maitreya, Uddhava joined Maitreya to cooperate with Lord Maitreya to fulfill the plan. And it is he who has become Mahachohan and is serving the humanity. Mahachohan. So some of these episodes will drive the understanding better. That's why I give this. Yes, sir. The thought of Christ brings you the presence of Christ. You don't need a form. The very thought of Christ gives you the presence of Christ because he is permeating everywhere. They have all reached that state of awareness where as you think of him, so he is. That's why he is called the friend that never fails. But when he gives presence, how do you know it? Unless you have the habit of seeing through the visible, the invisible. Seeing the invisible through the visible. Yeah. It also happened once. There was a priest who was in charge of a church. Very devoted to Christ. Very devoted. And he was helping people who came to the church with his knowledge. He was teaching, he was healing, and to him Christ is everything. And the Christ, he has a symbol in his church. One day it so happened that there was an announcement that there would be torrential rains and the consequent floods. It is better that people vacate the village. People vacate the village. So all villagers, they decided to vacate. They went to the priest also and said to him that we are all moving out for a while. When the floods are over, we'll come back. The priest said, you may all go. I stay in the church. Yes. Christ is the Savior. Yes. He is the Salvador, you know. Christ is the Savior, he will save me. I don't have to go. So all left, but he remained. But they were all worried about him. Yes. When the village was flooded, and the levels of water is raising, some members of the village, they felt they should go with a boat, and help this priest. They went, taking the support of a boat, went up to the church and called out the priest, the church will submerge in waters. So please come with us. Please come with us. He said, no, you may proceed. Yes. As the water levels were growing, the priest was also taken to the higher floors of the church. And even up to the cupola, Yes. He was waiting at the cupola for Christ to help him. Yes. The people thought, out of their love for the priest, we should help this man. He seems to be so adamant. So they came with a helicopter. They came with a helicopter and they came nearer to the couple of the church and said, "Father, please come. We need you. We need you. Don't hang on to the church. When the floods are over, we'll all come back." Yes. He said, "No, the Savior will save me." Yes. So eventually, the floods caused a damage to the foundation of the church and the church collapsed. Yes. And he was submerged in water. Yes. So after he was submerged in waters, after he died, so his subtle form, it went up, yes, looking for the Christ. Then Christ appeared to him and said, "Why have you died? Yes. You could have been of some use to people." The priest said, "I was waiting for you. I was waiting for you to help me, but you have let me die." Yes. You have left me to death. I was very confident that you would save me. You did not save me. You did not save me. You did not save the church. I have a strong complaint about you." Then Christ smiled and said, "I came to you in the form of the villagers and suggested you to come away before the flood comes into the village. You did not. I again came to you with a boat in the form of a group of people and requested you to embark the boat and wanted to save you. You did not accept. For the third time, I came to you with helicopter. You did not oblige. Three times when I wanted to save you, what to do? Then he said, "It's you who came?" Yes. "Of course I am the one who functions through the hearts of all beings. Where is Christ? Crazily waiting for the appearance of Christ. He's only crazy. Yes. Christ can be met in one's own heart center. If you get to your heart center and make it a habit to stay there, don't stay in the mind, which is a wandering dog. Yes. Mind is a wandering dog, it keeps on taking everywhere. Enter into your own and relate to the song of pulsation. If you make that a habit, you can meet Christ. You can meet a master of wisdom. You can meet any lighted being. So you have been teaching so many things about me, but you yourself do not know that I do exist beyond a form. That I do exist beyond a form I have been helping people even after I departed from that farm 2000 years ago. I am all around those who invoke me. Yes. We invoke, but we don't see if he is present. That we are really, we never think from the other side. Yes. See, when you invoke the Master of Wisdom, in our sincerity, he gives his presence. We invoke, but we don't relate. How stupid the humanity is. Yes. If I say Joseph, will not Joseph look to me? Yes. Will he or will he not? If I say Joseph, he looks to me, then I don't talk to him. What is it? What will he think? Second time again, I say, Joseph, he will again look to me. I don't talk to him. I don't relate to him. Third time, fourth time, daily we invoke the Master and we don't relate to him. What a beautiful beings we are. We daily invoke the Master and in all sincerity the Master looks at us. The moment you invoke, he looks at us. Even we do it, no? Even we do it. If I say Rosa, she looks to me. I only say Rosa and never relate to her. What will she think after some time? This man is crazy, I don't have to know. This is what we do. You invoke someone and you don't relate to him. What is it? Just imagine this. Yes. So this priest was invoking him daily, but when he came, he doesn't recognize. But this is because our devotion is not to Christ, but to the form of Christ, which is no more. Christ is at all times. That form of Christ, he has another form, which you don't know. He has possibility to take to any form and relate to us. Yes. I told you the story of Hanuman in the morning. He has the possibility to be a monkey. He has the possibility to be in any form. That's the beauty of a Master of Wisdom. That's the beauty of a Son of God. That he can relate to you through any form, in any place, at any time. So this dimension is important for you to experience the synthesis of the One. When you experience that, you see that all is in order. It's all in due order. And it's available at call. At call. It is as sure as you are making a call to your friend or to your spouse. They respond. And he is a friend. Yes. A friend that never fails. So therefore, relate to the omnipresent One through any form through which you receive the response. Then this devotion can be said to have culminated into synthesis. If not, we only hang on to the forms. And those forms are not valid now. Many of the forms of the Masters which we hold with us, they are not in those forms now. So it is the thought relating to Master Maurya or the thought relating to Master Kuthumi is what brings us into the presence of the energy of those Masters, or Lord Maitreya, or any Master for that matter, but not the form. Yes. Since we are stuck with form, వీ అరైవ్డ్ అట్ ది ఇన్వోకేషన్ టైమ్. ఎస్, సో ప్లీజ్ ట్రై టు సీ ది వన్ హూ ఇస్ బియాండ్ ఫామ్ అండ్ ట్రై టు ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ హిమ్ ఈవెన్ త్రూ ది ఫామ్. దట్ విచ్ ఈజ్ బియాండ్ ఫామ్ ఈజ్ ఆల్సో ది ఇండివెలర్ ఆఫ్ ఫార్మ్స్. ఈజ్ విత్ఇన్, ఈజ్ అరౌండ్. సో టు నోట్ దట్ అండ్ టు హ్యావ్ దట్ అవేర్నెస్ ఎనేబుల్స్ అస్ టు రిలేట్ బెటర్ అండ్ దట్ గివ్స్ యూ సింథసిస్. యూ డు నాట్ మైండ్ ఇన్ విచ్ ఎవర్ ఫార్మ్ ఇట్ ఈస్, యూ డు నాట్ మైండ్ విచ్ ఎవర్ నేమ్ ఈస్ గివెన్ టు ఇట్. దట్స్ వై యెస్టర్డే మార్నింగ్ ఐ సెడ్ ఆల్ ఫార్మ్స్ పుట్ టుగెదర్ కాన్స్టిట్యూట్ ది ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ ది డివైన్. ఆల్ నేమ్స్ పుట్ టుగెదర్ అటర్ ఫోర్ ది నేమ్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ అండ్ సచ్ వన్ ఈజ్ అవైలబుల్ అట్ ఆల్ టైమ్స్ అండ్ ఈజ్ అవైలబుల్ అట్ ఆల్ ప్లేసెస్. దట్ షుడ్ బి అవర్ అండర్స్టాండింగ్ ఇఫ్ దట్ వుడ్ లీడ్ అస్ టు సింథసిస్ ఫర్ విచ్ ది ఫౌండేషన్ ఈజ్ డివోషన్. డివోషన్ ఈజ్ కేర్ఫుల్లీ టు లుక్ టు హిమ్ యాజ్ ఐ సెడ్ హ్యావ్ ఎన్ ఇన్సైట్ లుక్ డీప్ టు సీ హిమ్ ఇన్ ఎనీథింగ్ అండ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్. సో థ్యాంక్ యూ. విల్ హ్యావ్ ఎ పాస్ ఫర్ 5-10 minutes. వీ రీగ్యాదర్ అండ్ కండక్ట్ ది ప్రేయర్. నమస్కారం.